flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we have a new year. We have a new governor in Louisiana. We have new wildlife and fishery commissioners. We have a new secretary, the head of the Department of Wildlife and Fishery. And we have some new legislators serving on the Natural Resources Committee. What does that mean for the pogey boat issue? Director of the Coastal Conservation Association here in Louisiana, David Cresson, joins us to update us on the latest. David, I don't think we need to go way back and talk all about this long fight, this issue that's been going on for years, because this audience is certainly well attuned to it. If you could, just tell us what you think the latest is and what these changes in personnel positions is going to mean.
Well, it's good to be with you, Don, and thank you for having me. Of course, we've got a notice of intent that's open right now that will likely be heard again in February. So the notice of intent will create the 1 mile buffer across the Louisiana coast where menhaden harvesting will be off limits. And I think the last swipe at it that the commission will take will be in February. They've heard public comment. It's kind of gone through the process. And so February will be, I think, the last commission attempt at it. There will be two new commissioners. Two of them, you know, were sort of termed out at the end of 2023. And so there's two new ones along with the Landry administration. And to be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure where this current commission is going to be on this NOI. Of course, they passed this NOI. The vote was 5-2 with the old commission. But with this new commission, it's hard to know. We're in the process of trying to get in touch with all of them right now. Of course, one of them, we still don't know who it is. And so we're hopeful. We're hopeful that they'll proceed with it as it is. But anything can happen in Louisiana politics, as you well know, Don. And so new administration, new secretary, new fisheries director, new commission members. We hope they do the right thing and move forward with this NOI.
Has Governor Landry made a clear and definite position on this? Has he taken a position of supporting or opposing it?
Well, the time that we have spoken with Governor Landry, you know, he certainly has other things on his mind. I can tell you this about Governor Landry. He's always been supportive of Louisiana anglers. I'm not 100% sure where he is on this particular issue. I know he's getting pressure from both sides. And so the next few weeks, I think, will be really interesting to see how this shakes out and kind of where he and his administration fall on this issue. I know there's a tremendous amount of support for this buffer by the Louisiana legislature. There's tremendous support amongst the citizenry of Louisiana. This is an 85% polling issue. We polled Louisiana folks on this, and about 85% of them are in favor of these reasonable regulations. And so I don't have a clear answer for you, Don, but we're very hopeful that he'll, that when push comes to shove, he'll be on the right side of this issue.
The two commissioners that are new, were they in the five that voted to support it, or were they on the side that voted against it? Or was it a
well,
mix?
The two that are new were not around when the original vote was taken. So the two that will be leaving, or the two that have left, Commissioner McPherson was for it. Commissioner Sinceri was against it. And so we certainly hope at the very least the two new commissioners will be awash to those two votes, if not even a pickup for our side of this issue. Don, I can tell you this, though. the industry is throwing around tremendous amounts of money trying to, you know, gather favor for their side. They're doing everything in their power to try and stop this. Look, we're not trying to stop them from catching their fish. This is a one-mile buffer off Louisiana's coast. It's in line with the other states in the Gulf. It's a much more liberal rule than most states, than all the states on the East Coast. We don't want to cost people any jobs. The economic impact study indicates that it won't be nearly the impact that the industry claims it will. We respect the people that work in this industry. All we want them to do is respect our coast and you know, move these operations a little further offshore.
Got it. David, we're going to take a break here at the top of the hour. When we come back, I want to talk about the Redfish Notice of Intent. There's a public comment meeting, the only public hearing that will be heard before they take another vote or amend it or refer it to the legislature. So I want you to get you to comment on that. We'll be back to do that after this pause. Also, would like to invite you to text in your comments and questions. We do that at 504-260-1870. We're back right after this. And we're continuing our conversation with the Louisiana Director of the Coastal Conservation Association, David Cresson. And David, before we move on to the redfish issue, closing out on the pogey boats, the public comment period is over. Any suggestions for these tremendous amount of people? You're talking 85% across the state that are in support of these reasonable changes. Any suggestions for them as far as contacting commissioners, legislators, or general advice?
Yeah, I would say all of the above, Don. Certainly, if you know legislators in your area, you should let them know that this is important to you. Those legislators, you know, can show their support of it. Of course, we had 82 legislators sign a letter in support of a one-mile buffer. We had about a day to try and put a list of names together, and 82 of them signed on in October. Reach out to your legislators. If you know the commissioners, reach out to them. If you know people within Governor Landry's administration, reach out to them. Reach out to your parish presidents. Just let folks know that are in positions of authority that this is important, that Louisiana deserves better than this, and we might be able to get this done. So pay close attention to it. We'll keep you posted. I think February 1st is going to be when it goes through its final vote. And, you know, we're all hopeful that it'll end in a very positive way.
All right. The notice of intent for the redfish, the commission set a one-time public hearing. Not the best dates and time, my way of thinking, for a public meeting at all, 10 o'clock on a Monday morning. But they're asking people to weigh in on the current regulation proposed would be to reduce the limit from 5 to 3, increase the slot size from 18 to 27 instead of the 16 to 27, and no keeping over the slot size at all, and also the charter boat captains, while they're on a charter trip, cannot keep any fish for themselves. They can only fish as far as for demonstration purposes. Does CCA have a position on this particular notice of intent?
We do, Don. We actually supported, from the very beginning, we supported the department's original recommendation, which would have changed the limits to 4 fish, 18 to 27 inches, no bull reds, and it would have eliminated the guide limit as well. I got to tell you, we don't have a strong opinion about the guide limit. It's such a small percentage of the overall catch. But we took direction from the Guides Association, who were in favor of it, and so we were fine with it as well. So CCA supported that original Wildlife and Fisheries recommendation. The commission decided to go a little stronger than that. We thought that was a step too far. We made that clear in our testimony during the oversight hearing in November. And it was rejected. They brought it back. They voted again in December. They brought back another version of a 3 fish rule. And, that will certainly undergo some scrutiny as well. This public hearing tomorrow Monday is at 10 o'clock. I agree with you. That's a funny time for people to try and get to, especially since they didn't allow for written comments to come in. But if you can make it to Wildlife and Fisheries, regardless of what your opinion is, if you like the 3 fish option, that's great. Show up and talk about it. If you don't like it, that's great. Show up and talk about it. But unless you're there on Monday at 10 o'clock to make your voice heard, you know, they're going to move forward with this vote without hearing from you. You know, don't forget, Don, while we're making these changes to redfish, we go back to the pogey boats. The pogey boats are killing tens of thousands of these boats on the coast. And so we should do our part. We should make some changes to the recreational limit. But other things have to be considered as well. So Monday, 10 o'clock at Wildlife and Fisheries, it'll be heard in-person public comments.
Will you be there?
I will be.
Well, good.
We'll be there, and we'll certainly speak up for our side of things, but understand that people have lots of opinions.
Well, give us a report next week. We'll get you back on to talk about what went on.
I'll do it, Don. Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. Thank you, David, for being with us. David Cresson, the director of the Coastal Conservation Association. You can find them pretty easy. A lot of information on their website. Just Google Louisiana CCA or CCALouisiana.com.